Yeah, the highest flyer in the game here, AR Fox, and you're listening to 2MB Wrestling Podcast at thechairshot.com.
Luscious, voluptuous, caramel titties. Everybody loves chocolate titties.
You need to understand that your little jabs and your insults, it's all kiddie games. You can't leave a mark on the champ's face. Come Royal Rumble, understand, when you step in the ring, your arms are just too short to box with God.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
B Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Big Rick. Sort of a theme here, right? CM Punk. I didn't mean for it to happen that way. It just came off with promo of the week. Some living color. Hey, he is the best in the world. But this is the 2MB Wrestling Podcast, the most downloaded independent wrestling podcast in the southeast region of the country. I guarantee it. Thank you for coming back and listening to us. We appreciate all of our listeners, all the downloads. Follow us on Twitter at 2MBChairShot, thechairshot.com. All your reliable wrestling news, opinion pieces, podcasts, you name it, thechairshot.com has it. ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot. So hit the pause button. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot. Purchase you a shirt now. Because once everybody gets it, you would still have yours, I guess. Hell, I don't know. Just go buy a shirt. It's $23. It's not that much. ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot. TheChairShot.com. Show a little love to our sponsors. FanDuel.com. Weekly fantasy sports. Hockey, baseball, basketball, football. You name it, they have it. No promo code this week. I got in touch with FanDuel this past week. Spoke to the guy at the marketing department. They're supposed to have a new promo for us for next week's show. So until then, just go to FanDuel.com, insert some money, play some fantasy sports. If you win, kick back a little bit to your boy. It's that simple. Five-star format. We got our five stars. Miss Britt's going to be on here probably in the next minute. I'm going to hit the pause button. Pause for the cause. Get her on right here. Notes for the show. Bonus episode. Later tonight, Big Dave and another special guest. Can't tell you what it is. It is a bonus show. Thank y'all for listening. iHeartRadio, shout out. Our numbers are going up because of you. Thank you. iHeartRadio, CastBox app, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, you name it, podcasts are found. You can find us, search 2MB, Big Rick, 2MB Wrestle Podcast. I'm going to hit the pause for the calls, get Ms. Britt on, and we can start the show. All right, and we're back with Miss Britt, co-host of the show. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good. Before we were doing this, we were listening to some luscious caramel titties.
Yeah, we were. I felt like personally attacked.
You do have caramel titties. Would you consider yours caramel, or would you consider yours more chocolate?
No, I wouldn't say chocolate.
So caramel.
Caramel is better.
I wonder if Alexa would get those hands on those caramel things. We got some feedback from that last week, and we're like, man.
Really?
Yeah, like Ms. Britt talking about Alexa and her getting those hands.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, just wait till we all meet up. Everybody's going to get everybody's hands.
Yeah, we just love Alexa. That's what it is.
So let's get to it. 5 stars. We actually have a lot to cover. I was reading it. The show notes was like a little paragraph, but when you break everything down, by the time we do the updated Money in the Bank card, our final thoughts on the week, and we did, I think, 4 or 5 polls this week, plus the 5 stars, we have a lot to talk about. So let's just jump into it. The 5th star, I'll take 4th. You'll go, and we'll go back and forth. We kind of got together, and we agreed on these 5 stars, kind of let this thing flow a little bit better than it did last week. Although I did think it went pretty good last week, but I think this week is going to flow a little bit better. So the 5th star, which to us is the most important deal of the week for wrestling, it is WWE inks a deal with Fox for the rights to SmackDown Live starting in October of 2019. I clicked the link. Now I can't find it. Here we go.
Get it together.
Yeah, according to the Hollywood, this is thechairshot.com, reported by Eric Ames. According to the Hollywood Reporter, who recently broke the news that NBCU, which was USA Network, to y'all who don't really know what NBC Universal is, they're letting SmackDown go on the bidding. It's reported that Fox will pay $205 million a year to air this program. This will last for the duration of 5 years through a 5-year contract, thus making the total amount $1 billion? That's not correct. It's $2 billion. No, it is $1 billion.
It's $1 billion. Yeah, it's a billion.
$1 billion. It's being said that this is 3 times as much as NBC Universal is paying under their current agreement with WWE. Additionally, there's talk that another party made a higher bid to go to SmackDown Live, but WWE saw more value in Fox partnership as they have partnerships with NFL, MLB, soccer, which means WWE advertising would run during these games. It was also noted that Fox made a comment to do just that. So here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Sundays between August and January, I would venture to say a good percentage of the country is sitting down watching Fox because that's the time NFL is on. And NFL is on Fox.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
I think from Vince's point of view, I couldn't agree. I don't care what other stations had it. Fox is Fox. Everybody has a Fox local channel. Mm-hmm. Everybody, whether it's local or cable, whatever it is, you have Fox. And Sundays, during football season, you're watching Fox. You're watching football. Somebody you know is watching football on Fox. It's genius to have your programming on Fox to get advertising to these group of people. We're talking millions and millions and millions of people getting advertisement of your product per week. I think it's a great move. $1 billion, and I can't wait to hear the number that NBC Universal is going to let out to keep the rights to Raw.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. No, I think it's a smart move. I mean, nothing else really would have made sense, especially from a marketing standpoint, I don't think. So it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
I was listening to a show. The host is, I'm not going to say his name, but it rhymes with Lion Latin. Lion Latin from the Low Wrestling Sheet. He didn't know Fox had sports. And I'm like, dude, come on.
Really?
I'm like, yeah. He goes, I don't see the point in going to Fox, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you're a fucking idiot.
Wow.
It's Fox. It's got World Series. It's got baseball. It's got football. It's got soccer.
Mm-hmm.
I think they switch between the FIFA Cup every so often. You would be stupid not to go to Fox. And then for them to cut you a check. No, I don't know if you remember the good old days. I wasn't alive during then, but WWE had to pay cable companies to air their product. Now they're dishing out $1 billion over a 5-year span for your product.
Yeah.
SmackDown remains a top three rated cable television show every week. Mm-hmm. So that's what Fox is getting. No matter what the number is, they're in the top three.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is it's moving back to Friday, so it's going to be Friday night SmackDown, and it's still going to remain live.
Well, I think it's good that it remains live. I don't know. I prefer it more, I think, on Fridays as opposed to Tuesday.
I'm interested to see how that's going to affect the touring schedule.
You know,
because they have the schedule. You know, I'm sure they'll fix it fairly quickly. But normally, you know, Fridays, I think they're off on Wednesday and Thursdays. And Fridays, Friday through Tuesday, they do house shows. Well, it's no longer going to be that. It's Fridays on television. But overall, I think it's a good deal. Obviously, it doesn't matter what I think. Vince just made $1 billion in one house.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what we think.
But I am interested to see. There a lot of rumor and innuendo stating that $2 billion, $2.5 billion is the number that NBC Universal, which is USA Network, could dish out for the rights of Raw.
It better be just as good.
I see this now as an official brand split.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not on the same channel. They're not on the same network. It's two totally
that's
different
true.
Networks. It's
Raw, no, that's true. No, that's a really good point, actually. Yeah. So,
but to me, that's the biggest deal. I mean, anytime your company can make $1 billion in 5 years and you're not Apple, you're not Amazon, you're not Walmart, you're not Exxon, that's a pretty damn big deal, especially when it's predetermined wrestling. I mean, wrap your head around that. This is predetermined wrestling that's getting $1 billion deals. It's crazy.
But we're thankful for it.
We are.
Yes, we are.
So congrats to WWE. Congrats to Fox. I enjoy the Fox channel. And they cut a lot of programming. Now, I don't know if that had anything to do with this, but I just find it coincidental. They're cutting programming, gearing up for next season, next fall, which is 2019. Right. Finishing up the seasons they have now, get ready for SmackDown. Boom, there it is. Congrats to both parties. Where the hell are you getting $1 billion from? I know the NFL dishes out a lot of money, but shit.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So
I'd like to have it.
Have Alexa?
Well, that too, and $1 billion.
I'd rather. If you had to pick one, who you going with?
Alexa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have to go, Alexa.
Let me find a. I can't find. Damn it! I wish I would have knew you were gonna say that. I'd have queued up a little.
I know.
A little.
You know, always be prepared. Use your head.
Hashtag use your head. TheChairShot.com. Brittany, take us for a 4-star, please.
All right. Nia Jax, Ronda Rousey contract signing. Disaster.
Was it?
I think it was. The two of them talking with their lack of promo cutting skills, a little bit of a disaster.
The best thing?
I think so.
It wasn't a success by any means. I don't think it was a failure. I've seen worse contract signings.
Well, yeah, I've seen worse, but
the tug of war. I don't remember between Brock and Roman for 31. I don't remember if that was an actual contract signing, but that altercation. But so I get new opinions about this every week, right? So I took this picture in class. It's the listening process. You receive information. You understand it. You remember it. You evaluate. Then you respond. Okay? The more I think about this, the more and more I don't think I have any idea what I would do between these two. So, because you form opinions based on, at least in my opinion, I listen to everyone else's opinion.
Right.
And then I say, oh, well, this all makes sense. Then I have to sit back and say, okay, what do I think? What do I like? And then what do I think would make the best sense down the road? So I form an opinion off of this. Last week I said Ronda Rousey pretty much has to win fairly quickly if you're going to build her up to be your dominant woman.
Right.
I don't think anybody likes the direction Nia Jax is going. She's by in no means killing this title run.
No. No, not at all.
But you brought Ronda in, okay? People on Twitter are going crazy. It's her first singles match. She's getting a title shot. Blah, blah, blah. Boo, we don't like her anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to throw a name out at you who made her debut on Raw.
Okay.
I think the night after WrestleMania 30.
Mm-hmm.
And she won the title. Her name is Paige.
Yes.
That was her first time ever on the main roster, and people embraced it like it was natural. All of a sudden, Ronda comes in, kills it at WrestleMania. She gets a title shot, and now the internet wrestling community is shitting on her.
Yeah, but see, the difference is, I think, when you have Paige, and you think of someone like Paige, she didn't just come into the WWE out of nowhere. You know, she made a name for herself in NXT. Granted, Ronda Rousey is Ronda Rousey. But the skill level is just not there. Is she improving? Yes, because we would hope so.
Then let me ask you a question in this situation.
Okay.
I don't think, between Nia and Ronda, I think they both are bad. But I think Ronda is better. But if I were to tell you that Ronda Rousey's your women's champion, are you more likely to tune in than you would if Nia Jax was?
Honestly, not as us.
Not as podcasters, not as journalists, not as people who
wrestling
look at
fans.
Yes. I'm talking the casual fan on the couch that watches wrestling maybe once a month. They see a commercial, Ronda Rousey's women's champion.
Mm-hmm.
Let me check this out. They see the same commercial with Nia Jax. No disrespect to any big people, because I'm big.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm not turning the channel on to see if I see Nia Jax's face, her smile, her appearance with a tie. I'm not turning in. I'm not tuning in to see that. But at Ronda Rousey, I'm tuning in. So, and the one thing I've learned since being really active on Twitter this last year is the internet wrestling community, they do not like outsiders coming in to bring in more casual fans. They despise that. They see as wrestling as this little circle appeal to us and no one else. When in reality, that's not how you do things. That's not how you get more fans, more eyeballs on the product, and that's not how you get a $1 billion signing deal with Fox.
Yeah. I mean, I think I see both sides of it, you know, from a business perspective and also from just like a hardcore fan perspective. So I can see both sides. So I can see why people would be upset, but I can also see why it is they do what they do. Am I a fan of people like Ronda Rousey? Not a lot, not too much. But I just, so far I'm not impressed with her. I don't think anything she's done so far has been impressive. To the casual fan, absolutely.
You don't think her match at Mania was the most entertaining match on the card? I thought that match was so entertaining it drained the crowd. I thought they put that match on way too early. I thought that. I want you to go back and watch if you have time. I doubt anybody has 8 hours to kill. But
no, I was there. I sat through it.
I know. But after, but let me tell you from a TV perspective, and it's not just me. Yeah. This is a lot of people saying this. After that match, you went from a full tank of gas to about a quarter of a tank of gas.
Well, the whole show in general was bad, but it wasn't the most horrible match, but I didn't just look at it and go, oh my God, Ronda Rousey was just like so great. She did amazing.
Well, I
didn't think that, but again, I think to the casual fan, if you're just flipping channels, I mean, of course, someone like Ronda Rousey is going to grab the attention, especially, you know, women's champ. I don't know. I just, these two together, I'm just not feeling it at all.
I don't think anybody's feeling it.
Hopefully it gets better, but.
Well, if it was going to get better, the chance it had to get better was last week. Not a handshake.
That's true.
I want to see someone, and then Stephanie did such, and we're going to talk about Stephanie's return.
Yes.
I'm just going to touch on a little bit here. She kept going. She played both sides of the cards.
And she does it so well.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, don't
so
get me
well. No, we
won't. Save that
no,
for
I could talk. You know what? We can have a whole show dedicated to Stephanie, and I'd never run out of things to say.
I'd never run out of things to look at.
That's also true.
Voluptuous. Caramel. Vanilla titties. I think I have a vanilla titties. Here we go.
Well, I hope so.
I am almost positive. Go down to the V's. Vanilla titties. Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Vanilla titties.
Mm. Yes. Here's another one.
I want vanilla titties.
There you go.
You know what is so great? Is that you went from talking about Stephanie McMahon to playing a clip of Vince McMahon talking about...
Well, when you talk vanilla titties...
But you know what? That's a whole other awkward storyline that may or may not... Hey,
this one goes out to Stephanie and Alexa. You ready?
Yes.
Lesbian sex live on TV.
There you go. That is not PG, Miss Brown.
No. Well, that's why it's so good.
Yeah, I agree. So we're going to save... But anyway, yes, Nia, Rhonda, I expected this week to have some kind of physicality...
Right.
To the angle. A handshake, it's one of those things to me where they just had to throw something together to try to sell tickets. And they're trying to keep this as babyface versus babyface as possible. Mm-hmm. And I've heard rumors float around that Stephanie's going to interfere and Nia Jax is going to turn heel. But Nia is horrible at heel, at being heel.
Well, that's like I think we said last week is that she's not super convincing as a face, and she's not convincing as a heel. So she's in this like awkward in between phase.
Right.
I don't know.
I just hope it gets more physical. I'm going to see Rhonda put Nia in an armbar,
mm-hmm.
as Stephanie would say. Can you even do it? She's so large.
Yeah.
And I want to see Nia Jax. I want to see her lay Rhonda out. I'm going to be honest with you. I want to see you use your size. I want to see you use your power. Yeah. Let me see what you can do. Make Rhonda look like a human being. Make her look like she can be defeated.
Yes. We don't need any more of those, like, it's impossible. We don't need another Asuka. We don't.
No. We don't need another Drago from Rocky IV.
No.
Let me know she bleeds. Let me know she can lose. Mm-hmm. Because up to this point, they have built her to be this unstoppable force. And yes. I think that's what people are expecting from her, but... I need to see at least, 4 weeks from now? The 17th, so maybe 3 or 4 weeks. More weeks than not, I need to see Rhonda on her ass. And I don't need to see her put through a table looking up at Nia Jax going, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you.
We don't want to see that again. No, not again.
So going to 3 stars. The most must-watch television. No, that's not it. Help me out here. Ms. TV. Okay.
Okay. You're just going to go somewhere?
I'm just going to go straight to it. Okay. Ms. TV.
All right.
So, you see my notes here?
I do.
I misspelled. Look after future.
Well, I saw that earlier, but I just thought,
I've been drinking little shots since I got home. It's Friday.
So.
All right. So, here we go. Ms. TV. He opens up SmackDown. Calls out the New Day and demands, Brittany, demands he is going to break the exclusive. This is the exclusive news. Which one of you are going to be in Money in the Bank? They don't give an answer. But they do say that Big E is going to take on Miz tonight. And that's what happens. But before we do any of that, of course, Miz wins with the help of the bar. So we're not going to get detail on that, but Miz does pick up the win. I want to talk about Miz as a character and a wrestler.
Yes.
Okay, so I just want to address one thing, then we'll get on what we think of The Miz. When he threw out that line, when he was talking to
Xavier
Woods about, you know, how you up the up-down channel, whatever it is, at one point something million subscribers.
Up-down-down. Up,
yeah, you're doing such a great job playing Fortline.
Oh, right? That was great.
Okay,
that was
so
great to me.
And of course, it's Fortnite.
Fortnite.
So the crowd gets on him, Xavier gets on him, and when Miz turns around, I thought he was going to say what I'm about to say. He didn't say it. But I was like, no fucking way, he's about to say it. How genius. He didn't say it. This, I think if the Miz would have said this, it would have popped Vince in the back, because I think Vince loves this type of humor. This is what I would have said if I was the Miz. I'd have said, you're playing your Fortnite. Oh, the crowd gets on. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm too busy making babies, not playing video games.
That would have been good.
I thought that would have been a kind of a shot to, like, you geeks, you nerds. All you do is play video. I'm too, you know, in another word, I'm too busy getting laid while you're playing Fortnite. But he didn't. He goes, I don't play video games. He kind of shook it off. I was expecting the Miz, you know, as quick-witted as he is, to come back with something better than that. But I'm not, that's nitpicking. I want to talk about the Miz. I want to talk about his future in the WWE, how good he is on the mic, how entertaining he is. Is he not at the top of his level right now?
Mm-hmm. You know what? He is. And I think Miz is one of those rare people that we have right now that it doesn't, again, it doesn't matter if he's a heel, if he's a face, if he's holding a title, not holding a title. He's one of those people that you are consistently, whether you like him or not, tune in to see every week because he's just that good.
He is. He is. And I'm going to say it now, unless something dramatic changes from week to week, excuse me, I'm picking him to win the Money in the Bank.
I would like to see it, honestly. I would not be disappointed. And that's why I say, again, like, he's just so good at what he does. He puts on good matches. Amazing at storytelling. Come on, the man can cut a promo. How do you not put, like, he needs to, I would love to see him.
Have you seen
main eventing again? But I feel like he already is. Like, no matter what title you give him, he makes something out of it. He does more than what's expected of him. And I like it. So, I'm a Miz fan.
So the fantasy booking that's been going around, it's kind of mixed in and out. And I'm down for any of this. I'm going to try to remember. I when I see stuff like this on Twitter, I try to snap it. But I don't know why I didn't snap it. But it's on the lines of, Daniel Bryan gets a shot against AJ at SummerSlam. Of course, Miz wins Money in the Bank. Miz cashes in. Bryan beats AJ. Miz cashes in, beats Daniel.
Yeah.
And there starts your feud, your angle between Miz and Daniel Bryan. That could lead into Royal Rumble. And possibly
and they need
have,
that.
And possibly have Miz or, you know, whoever wins that little thing for those 2 or 3 months, have the other one win the Rumble. I mean, I think if you play this right, it's already started. It's 2 years in the making, this storyline.
I know, and you know what? And it's so good already.
That's an understatement. And I think with these two characters, as good as they are in the ring, and I'm not even going to talk about AJ and Shinsuke. AJ and Shinsuke is not even on our list for the second straight week.
Yeah.
Just to let you know how that's going. But Miz and Daniel Bryan, you can run that from September to WrestleMania with no problem. Just let them go out and do what they do. Have one of them win the Rumble and get the rematch. Do something. But I can easily see Miz winning and cashing in. What does he have, a year?
Yeah, a year. A year.
Hell, I mean, Bryan could just win the. They could still. I would love him to stay separated until Mania. And have Miz cash in on Bryan at Mania if he wins the championship against whoever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's just so much stuff you can do with these two, and I don't think you can go wrong.
No, there's unlimited potential there. Because, again, Daniel Bryan, The Miz, they're both just so good at what they do. So I think this is really good, and it might even be one of the best feuds in a really long time.
Oh, no doubt. I think if they get something started, even in September, if they can get something started in September, only 4 months in the year, I think it would still be in running for feud of the year.
Oh, yeah. I think without a doubt.
Like when Roman, I think without it was, what, 2015? Roman and Braun, how it started at the Royal Rumble? Or 16? I called it, boy. And you can go back and listen on our show. As soon as I saw Braun attack Roman, I said on the next show, this is going to be feud of the year, and Braun is the guy to watch from here on out. And I have not been wrong. To me, that one feud of the year, that thing lasted 6-7 months. And
it was good because you didn't get time. Yeah, you didn't get tired of it. It wasn't just the same old boring thing week after week.
And Braun, I think I put this in the poll when we go down the polls, but I think Braun is your future face of this company, and I think WrestleMania is when you spotlight.
You know what? I could see that.
That's when you crown them.
Yeah. That's it. So Miz, I think, like I said, unless something dramatic happens over the next few weeks, pending a real injury or some weird change to a storyline, mm-hmm. Miz is my favorite to win this. And he's that guy that's going to remind you week by week, week to week, look what I'm carrying. You know who I am? It just fits his personality. It fits his character. It fits his persona so much to have that Money in the Bank contract.
Yes.
Number two, Brittany, take us away.
All right. How about a little bit more of Stephanie McMahon?
I always love Stephanie McMahon.
I mean, she's not our Alexa Bliss, but damn, is she close.
She's hot. But was she not looking good?
She always does. Okay, this is the thing.
She's like as much always as, an 8. You know, she was a 10 last Monday.
As much as I love some Alexa Bliss, I have always and forever had the biggest woman crush on Stephanie McMahon. And that's ever since I was like a child. So, says a lot. But no, Stephanie, I mean,
anything
coming back, gracing us with her appearance, is she going to stay? Because I, for one, would love to see her. I know a lot of people would disagree. They hate the authority. But I love me some Stephanie McMahon. She's almost dropped the F-bomb. But she's really damn good at what she does. So how do you not have someone like her on TV?
Do you not know our show?
I do.
Drop an F-bomb.
Fuck.
Yes! God damn it, pal.
But no, she's just so good at what she does. She plays her role better than almost any man or woman ever. How do you not have her on TV every week? I mean, I get she has other things to do, but I need her.
I need her. We all need her. Whether we want to admit it or not, she is the heel that keeps it going. Just like you said, she plays her role so well. And I loved when KO put his arm on Stephanie and she just gave him that look. And she said,
don't
ever, 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 don't ever touch me again. Mm-hmm. It is just perfect. They didn't overdo her character last week.
No,
she went back and forth. Normally they do, but she didn't go. She went back and forth between Nia and Ronda. Back, can you do this? She's so large, but the experience Ronda has. But she's so large. It was brilliant. And I'm going to be honest with you. I hope she's here to stay, but here's the deal. You can't oversaturate her. I don't think you can have her on TV every week.
No, I don't think she doesn't need to be.
No, just keep having Kurt Angle talk to her on the phone.
Yeah.
Just miraculous. Oh, I'm on the phone. What's that? Yes, Stephanie. And speaking of which, before we go to number one, are you not... I haven't heard anybody talk about this, but do you not see seeds being planted for a heel turn by Kurt Angle, maybe? Using phrases like best for business and doing what's just submitting himself to Stephanie and the authority?
I can see it. And for me, the reason I can see it is just, for us long-term wrestling fans who have been watching it for a long time, everyone knows the history between Kurt Angle and Stephanie McMahon.
Kisses, affairs.
Yeah.
You name it. They've had it. You don't know what I'm talking about. Go back and watch the network.
So how do you not have them two joining forces at some point?
I think you have to bring up the past at some point.
Yes. Like, to avoid that completely just seems crazy to me. I know that this is the PG era, but we're not stupid.
I would love for something to happen.
Yes.
Where Kurt Angle gets knocked on top of Stephanie.
Yeah.
And he's just in that position that, he's on top of her to give her a kiss, but not a kiss. Mm-hmm. It just happened. That's how he fell on her.
Yeah.
Just bring it back to the old school when they had that kind of storyline. But just him using phrases and, phrases, correct, like best for business and yes, ma'am, Stephanie, and no, ma'am, Stephanie, and yes, we will do what you want to do. I'm just sitting here like, really? That's not Kurt, and you won at WrestleMania? You should be gloating and throwing it in her face, but instead you're like, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, I could see something happening here in the next couple months.
I hope so. I really honestly hope something comes out of it.
Are you not getting tired of his stale character? Or
yes. Very much so.
I hate when he comes out and he...
Because I'm a huge Kurt Angle fan, but to just see him playing this role just does not seem... It's just not him, I guess.
When he comes out and people are chanting, "You suck," and he's doing the whole conductor thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you're ruining the moment.
You're Kurt Angle.
Oh, God. And I think my opinion, send the hate tweets at 2MB Chair Shot on Twitter. I thought he looked like straight shit at WrestleMania. My opinion, I thought he was very robotic. I thought he was old. I thought he was slow. He obviously gained weight, as we all do when we get older. But people are saying, "No, he looked good. He was looked good." No, stop saying that because other people are saying it. What's your opinion? Yeah. My opinion is I think he looked like straight shit.
No, I agree. I think I had higher expectations for a Kurt Angle return. Like, it, the nostalgia, wonderful, great. But when it comes to matches, because, I mean, you look at someone, and it's not like he's just not been wrestling at all before he came back. So when you look at other people, Triple H, for instance, he can go.
Which I thought he even looked slow. Now, I don't know if he looked slow because he was trying to keep up with Kurt.
Yeah.
But if that's the case, I get it. But if not, I need to see Hunter go.
Yeah.
To make sure that's what Hunter can still do.
Or like, or if even if you compare him to someone like Chris Jericho, he can go.
Yep.
So yeah, I was a, I think
he
it was
does
a little
DDP yoga.
Well, yeah. Well, see, we need to get Kurt Angle on that.
He claims it, but I'm not buying that shit.
I don't know. But yeah, it's a little slow because when you watched him, you just thought like, man, this is not the Kurt Angle that I remember. Because I think you just naturally expect so much more. I mean, they are human. But I think you just expect more than what you get.
No, I don't have a problem with him slowing down, right?
Yeah.
That's father time. It's going to happen eventually,
yeah.
Especially with as many times as he's broken his freaking neck. But to say that he looked good, you got to prove me wrong because I thought...
Yeah. No, he didn't look good.
He didn't look good at all.
No.
So, number one, which is the absolute shittiest place you want to be on our list... Which I don't even think this should have been number one. This should have been an honorable mention.
That, you know, that's
not
true.
Even
but
an
it was
honorable
it,
mention.
No,
even
you know what?
Taking up time on the show.
No, you know what? I feel like it was so bad that it deserves the number one.
That is Sami Zayn and Bobby Lashley segment with his three sisters.
Yeah.
You know what?
Where do you
even
begin?
The only thing I got out of this. The only thing, look, it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was the worst segment of all time. I put it in the top five, maybe.
Yeah.
But the thing I got out of this, Brittany, you need to let Sammy start talking a lot more than you do. And I said this last week on our show last week. The last couple of weeks, I've been very impressed with Sammy. And just week after week, I tell you, and I think I said this on our show a month ago, that whenever him and Kevin split, whatever height of his popularity at that time, that's the highest he's going to get.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of leaning away from that opinion because as long as he can keep doing what he's doing on the mic, which is entertaining me, even as bad as that segment was, I think Sammy saved it from being that much worse.
No, that's probably true. And I think, again, Sami Zayn, really underrated because he's good. He is good. And why we don't get to see that, I don't know.
Because
I
think he's just now coming into this character. This wasn't him 6 weeks ago.
No, it wasn't.
He was still a taxi cab driving guy coming out, and which he never spoke on the microphone.
That's true.
Nothing. But now that he's getting out and he's starting to show some type of character, I'm intrigued. Give me more. But this is not where... This is the worst place to have him in against this guy that you know is going to demolish him.
Yeah. No, this was really bad. Really bad. Could it have been worse? Probably. But it was just really cringy, to say the least.
And just Lashley coming out. Well, I enjoyed it. You know, I was entertained.
Yeah, Like I feel like my hopes for him are.
Oh, they're gone.
They're going away.
Were you at the Raw? You were at the Raw after Mania.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On TV, he didn't get any big pop.
No, he didn't.
And that's when I knew it's already finished. It's done. And I said it on Twitter, and I said it, I think, that our next show. I said he's done. Nobody gives a shit about him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you keep doing stuff like this.
Oh, yeah. It just makes it that much more true.
You're going to keep throwing, you're going to, I don't, people are going to keep parting themselves from Lashley that much more as far as interest.
Oh, yeah. Because even right now, I mean, he's been here for what? Weeks?
About 6 weeks.
Yeah, 6 weeks. And already it's like, okay, Bobby Lashley, who cares?
You want to throw him with Braun to me? You know what? That's okay. Because you're trying to get the rub off of Braun, who's arguably one of the most over guys on the roster, if not the most over guy on Raw. I get it, but just the Zap thing, the Men in Black. It's like he's with Braun Strowman 1 week, the next week they never existed.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm not into this. I think I am not ever into Giants. The David and Goliath story, that's not me.
Yeah.
You know, even though, and it's funny I say that because I think Braun and Finn main evented Raw this week.
They did really good.
Yeah, which wasn't as bad as I expected it to be.
It wasn't.
Not from the talent standpoint, but from the size differential.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't as bad as I thought. So, which brings me to this question now. And one of our polls, this has nothing to do with the poll, but going back to the Sammy and Lashley segment, that I had that as one of the poll topics, so we're going to get to that. Do you think the big men, like Lashley and Brock, and I thought about this, and I want your honest opinion.
Okay.
The big men like Lashley, Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman, as much as we really enjoy their size, but as much talent as Finn has, Seth Rollins, The Miz, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, AJ Styles. You look at all these smaller guys. Do you think those big men are kind of, put this in air quotes, hurting the product from keeping these talented guys from reaching their full potential? Because when I look at Finn and Brock, I say that's never going to happen. It's never going to be believable. You can't have Brock lose to Finn. You can't have Braun lose to Finn. You can't have anybody lose to Braun and Brock. And when you actually say that, it takes away a lot from Finn and Seth and those guys. Do you think the big men at this point in stage, at this point in time in wrestling, when everything is such the average size Joe, do you think they're hurting the product?
Honestly, I do. I do. Because I think we know Vince McMahon, you know, has a thing for the big men.
It's more than a thing.
You know, he
I
does.
I like their grapefruit.
Probably does. But, you know, another story for another day. I don't know. I think it does. I think because when you have someone like Vince that sees these big guys and he just loves them so much, and so you push them, they're just getting these opportunities. I don't want to say handed to them, but pretty much handed to them, that other guys would probably never even get to touch, or, you know, it would take a long time to achieve. And I feel like it does take away from them, because they get in these matches and it's more like a squash match more than anything.
Right.
You're just getting thrown around, you know, it is what it is, and then it's done. And then you move on to the next person. I feel like it does, because, you know, a long time ago, being the big guy was a good thing. And like you said, I think that you're more like average Joe have taken over.
Because I look at it as, if you ever want Finn to be champion, if you ever want, the way Seth is going, I'm kind of putting Seth in that column, just because his athleticism.
Yeah.
Maybe he could compete with Brock. But my full opinion right now still is, if you want to see Finn or any of these smaller guys that are on Raw become champion, you're going to have someone like, I look at it as a step, like steps. Braun's the top step, or Brock is the top step. You're going to have someone like Braun beat him. And then someone that you know in Roman can compete with Braun, beat Braun. And then someone you know in Seth could compete with Roman, beat Roman. And then you know Finn can beat Seth. Because anything above Seth, to me, with Finn, is not believable. So you kind of have to wing that championship down size by size by size to get to those smaller men. Those smaller men.
Well, no, that's true, because if you think about it, if you have Finn Balor versus Braun Strowman, or you have like Finn
Balor.
But
you saw that, and it wasn't
as
bad.
Well, yeah, no, we did. No, it wasn't as bad.
Who was going to believe
that? But how do we have Finn Balor beat just clean Braun Strowman or someone like Brock Lesnar?
Who made Roman look like his bitch all last year?
Yeah, without some kind of like interference or, you know, something like that. Like, how do you believably have these two men go at it and look at them as equals? You don't. It's not there.
No, you don't. And I think it was 2 years ago. I want to say it was 16. Mm-hmm. That Roman and Braun had their deal. I'm so backwards on dates.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was the year Kevin Owens was champion at Royal Rumble, and they did the Alamo Dome, and it was Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns. I want to say that was 15. Say something while I look it up.
Say something. I'm just kidding. Gonna need you to do your research.
I agree. I'm not gonna disagree with that.
You know what? I say that though, but I do not know what year also that was. So I mean, you know. But.
Results: Roman Reigns. Brock Lesnar defeated Seth Rollins. That was 2015. So okay. 2016 was the Rumble match itself was for the championship. So yes, it must have been. Okay. Yeah, it was 2000. It was last year. Okay, it was last year. Okay, good deal. Kevin Owens defeated Roman Reigns with Jericho suspended. That's right. The whole Festival of Friendship deal took place not soon after. So yeah, I mean, but to me, I was thinking about that guys like Finn, they're never going to get that opportunity until you
step, no.
And I call it stepping down the championship to someone mm-hmm. more believable. Just something I wanted to throw at you, something a little to discuss.
No, I mean, I agree with that. I do.
Okay, so let's get to the polls that we took last week. I think we did four polls. I think I had one more that was about to expire. Dead air. Hold on. All right, so polls of the week. I think I let out three or four, but the first one I put out, 282 votes. 19 years. This was 2 days ago. This was last Wednesday. So that day, 19 years ago Wednesday, we lost one of the best talents in the industry, Owen Hart. Passed away 19 years ago last Wednesday. Will we see Owen Hart inducted into the hashtag WWE Hall of Fame in the next 3 years? So there's a lot of rumor and innuendo as to why Owen Hart is not inducted in the Hall of Fame, the most famous one being his wife. Of course, you know, he passed away in an event in 1999 in May. I want to say it was Over the Edge. He fell from the top of the ceiling, broke mm-hmm. his neck on the ring. And his wife, I don't think, has ever forgiven the World Wrestling Federation or the WWE.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest hurdle that the rumor and innuendo is going around. Of course, with Mark Henry doing what he did at the Hall of Fame this past year during his induction speech, pretty much saying, Martha, come on, let bygones be bygones. And at mm-hmm. this point, Mark Henry was crying. You know, the fans deserve to see Owen Hart in the Hall of Fame. Owen Hart deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Do what's right. Let us see this. Mm-hmm. So that opened up the Pandora's box of everything. So my question to you, and the poll was, will we see him in the Hall of Fame in the next 3 years? 61% said yes, 39% said no. In the next 3 years, a lot can happen. So if I would have voted, I would have voted yes.
I would say yes.
And you would have to go Brett, his brother, to induct mm-hmm. him, right?
Oh, yeah. You have to.
Okay. So that was a big poll. That one had a lot of discussion on it. Our next poll. And we started talking about this subject. I can't remember how it got started. But it was, does wrestling objectify both men and women equally these days? Okay? So, we were talking about the Attitude Era.
Mm-hmm.
Women, bra and panties matches, swimsuit competition, puppies.
Pillow fights,
lingerie fights. But then you look at the men. Choppy, choppy, your pee-pee. Porn star characters. You look at men now. Dressing them up as women in the ring to do the sister segment.
Yes.
Wrestling, to me, objectifies men just as much as women.
Mm-hmm.
They do, just in different ways. And, of course, you see it more, and it's more obvious with women when they're half naked on TV. But well, go back and watch the product. So does wrestling objectify both men and women equally these days? 61% said no. 39% said yes. So I didn't ask to go in any more detail than that. So I'm assuming that people still think that WWE objectifies women more. Now, Greg made a great point, or was it Dave from the Attitude of Aggression? I don't think a lot of people you're polling know what the word objectify means.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to assume, but I don't want to like to think. I think a lot of people read this, and the whole Saudi Arabia thing came up in their mind, which is not anything of what I meant for this poll.
Yeah, I was going to say that's not, no.
That's
that
not what
relate.
Objectifying means.
No.
But what do you think? I think...
I say no.
Okay. Which
or
is
no,
fine.
Wait, hold on. Wait, no. You reread the question. Hold on.
Does wrestling objectify both men and women equally these days?
Okay, then yes, sorry.
Okay, then I
no,
agree.
I say yes because, again, if you look back to the Attitude Era, I mean, women were objectified, I guess, more than. I mean, the men still were, but, it was more noticeable, I think, with the women. I think today you don't see that as much because they are trying to treat the women the same way that they treat the men. So I can't really think of anything recently where I've just thought, well, this is just crazy. It's out of control. I can't believe they're doing this to the women.
Right.
You know, like I haven't felt like that in a long time. And I'm not even sure I felt like that even back in the Attitude Era, to be honest. But yeah, I think I would have to say it's equal to me.
All right. So I'm pulling this up because this is going to our next point. Which brand are you currently enjoying the most? Raw, SmackDown, NXT. 57% said NXT, 23% SmackDown, 20% Raw.
Mm-hmm.
422 votes. And then I started looking, and Dave even said, Rick, you really have to start watching NXT. And a lot of people even said that they don't count NXT as a brand. They count it as its own promotion. Mm-hmm. I can see both ways. But this is your takeover card so far for Chicago.
Okay.
The Undisputed Era, Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong versus Oney Lorcan and Danny Burke. Is it Burke or Birch?
Birch.
Okay. For the NXT Tag Team titles. Aleister Black against Lars Sullivan for the NXT Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Gargano and Ciampa in a rematch, street fight. And Ricochet versus Velveteen Dream. That's a damn good card.
It is. For so many different reasons.
It is. And did you see what WWE released today? I posted on Twitter at 2MB Chair Shot. It was WWE posted something on their Twitter today. It was Johnny Gargano going into WWE headquarters, picking up a FedEx package. He opens it, and it's the top page of the contract between him and Ciampa for a street fight at the NXT TakeOver event. Well, Candice LeRae comes in and says, "What is this?" He goes, "Oh, nothing, just stuff." Candice takes it, looks at it, and says, "You know what? I'm done. You are becoming what you hate. I'm finished. I can't take it anymore." Throws it against his chest and walks out. My question to you is Candice going to turn on Johnny and go to Ciampa and go? Because you've seen it in wrestling before, and it's a hell of a story. But and Greg made a good point. Ciampa, Turner, Gargano in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
What would be better than Candice LeRae turning on Johnny in Chicago and joining Ciampa? You don't like this. You don't like that idea, but it's great storytelling.
No, you know what? I can't say that I don't even like it because I do find that so interesting. I don't know if I would be ready for it. Like, I'm ready for it, but I'm not ready.
She turns on him. Johnny, you're not a man. You are a boy. Yeah. Look at him. Ciampa, he is a man. I'm going with the man.
I just think that if that happens, that just opens up a whole new feud altogether.
It continues the storyline.
Well, it continues
SummerSlam.
It, but you know what I mean? Like, it re-sparks that fire. Like, it keeps going. It keeps it interesting. I mean, I'd like to see it.
If that happens,
yeah,
I think you get two more out of it.
Oof.
And I think you stretch it to November because this is such good storytelling.
No, it is.
And I really need to start watching NXT on a regular. I really do. So the next poll. Which segment do you think was worse? Bayley and Alexa, This Is Your Life? Sammy Lashley, Sisters, or Other? I put retweet and answer.
Oh.
Well, Sammy and Lashley won, which I disagree with after I saw the retweets and the comments. Mm-hmm. Bayley got 29%. Sammy and Lashley got 59%. Other got 12%. But after looking at the retweets, you remember Katie Vick, the corpse that Hunter had sex with?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I do remember that.
That one takes the cake, the ice cream, and everything else. I totally forgot about that one. And
that was just, I don't even know what that was.
I want to say 90% of the retweets had Katie Vick. And I was like, God damn it, you're right. You can't even argue. That was horrible.
Yeah.
That was just, oh my God. I wonder how many, I wasn't offended by it, but if you go to Something to Wrestle With and look at their listen to their podcast, Bruce Pritchard directed that. He produced that segment.
Really?
So this is what he said about it. They did that as a joke, okay? The whole sex with the corpse. Mm-hmm. And then they did a whole nother take of what they actually wanted to do. Now, before I tell you what Vince said, in real life, that happened in Nashville, and there were, you know, those curtains, those big things you can pull to separate the rooms in funeral homes.
Mm-hmm.
There was a real funeral going on right on the other side of that, Bruce Pritchard said. Yes. So he is having sex, kayfabe, having sex with a corpse while a shoot funeral is taking place 2 feet away. I thought that was very interesting, kind of disturbing. But anyway, that wasn't what was supposed to happen. Well, Vince saw the tape. He goes, I love it. We're going to air it on television. And Bruce goes, dude, you can't air that on television. He's having sex with a corpse. Oh, people will love it. And they aired that shit. And it is, to me, it's horrible.
In
a word, tasteless. But that was what WWF was back then.
It was. And it was still one of the best times.
I don't know anybody that didn't watch that and go, what the fuck is going on? But you didn't turn the channel. You said, what's happening here? So this brings us to our last point of the show, which brings us to our last poll of the show. No, it doesn't. Let's do the updated Money in the Bank card before we get to the last one.
Let's do it.
There's only one spot left in the women's Money in the Bank. It's going to be determined next week on a gauntlet match in Raw. But your qualifying participants are Amber Moon, Charlotte Flair, Alexa Bliss, Becky Lynch, Natalya, Lana, and Naomi, which Naomi and Lana picked up this past week. There is one spot left in the men's Money in the Bank, and it's going to be either Daniel Bryan or Samoa Joe. They take on each other this coming week. Winner gets in. Braun, Finn, Miz, Rusev, Rude, KO, a member of the New Day, and either Daniel Bryan or Samoa Joe. AJ Styles defends his WWE Championship in a last man standing match against Shinsuke Nakamura. Nia Jax defends her Raw Women's Championship against Ronda Rousey. Carmella defends her SmackDown Women's Championship against Asuka. And I want to talk about that so bad, but I'm going to save that for the preview show.
Okay.
Roman Reigns takes on Jinder Mahal. The Bludgeon Brothers takes on, which I'm so happy to see, Gallows and Anderson got in this. And I really hope they win.
I think they deserve to.
Yeah, they deserve it. And we say that a lot in wrestling, but do they really? But in this case?
Yeah.
I think they do. They put up with a lot of shit since they've gotten from Japan.
They really have. Yeah.
So that's the updated Money in the Bank card. Final thoughts on this week's shows. Okay. Which show did you enjoy better this week, Raw or SmackDown?
SmackDown. Without a doubt. Without a doubt, it was SmackDown.
107 votes, 81% said SmackDown, 19% said Raw. As bad as that segment was on Raw, I don't think Raw was that bad. I did enjoy SmackDown, though, but I think both shows these past couple weeks did very well at continuing storylines that weren't Money in the Bank related. Makes sense to you?
No, it does. It does make sense. I mean, SmackDown obviously was the better show this week. But no, I don't think either one was disappointing. Considering, you know, like right now, like we said, you know, WrestleMania is over. You're starting to build towards new things. You know, it starts off a little slow.
It does. But the potential you see ahead, possible Miz and Daniel Bryan. Like I said earlier, I think Braun is the guy that's going to get crowned as the new face of the WWE at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you like him or hate him. And Dave and I are going to do a bonus show this evening. And we're going to touch on why we think people really have hate for Roman. I mean, like he said, genuine hate.
Like, I'm going to call in. Okay.
What, you say you don't like him because you don't like him. Okay, yes. If you don't like him, that's fine.
But yes.
For some of these people to legitimately hate this guy,
mm-hmm.
with a, like, real hate.
Yeah.
That's and your best response is he's being shoved down our throat? That's not... Mm-hmm. No. Give me a real reason why you hate this guy, and I have the reason, and you're going to find out on the bonus show what my reason is why hate him.
I will be listening. So, but no, like, you know I'm not a Roman Reigns fan at all, but I do give credit where credit is due.
At least you give that. 95% of people don't even do that.
No, they don't. And I really dislike him, but I will be the first to admit when it's like, okay, you know what? Like, damn, he's doing good. You know?
You can't tell me you didn't enjoy that, like, Roman Braun
just like
angle.
When we, well, yeah, like when we were talking about, you know, before WrestleMania, like the build up that Brock Lesnar and him had. As much of a Roman Reigns fan that I am not, they did everything that they needed to do, if not more. So.
And I'm gonna be honest, to this day, I think that Roman and Braun angle was second to KO and Jericho over the past 2 years.
Maybe.
But this Jinder Mahal and Roman angle is going to be number one.
You think so?
I know so. Just to piss off them marks. Just to piss off that internet wrestling community. Soak up your tears, baby, because Jinder and Roman are going to take control.
Number one. Okay.
Oh, God. I'm not a mark. I'm not a smark. But even I look at this and go, okay. Roman and Jinder, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm down for it, but really? Roman and Jinder? It's like, come
on. The two most hated guys right now,
So, all right, Brittany. Well, that's the show. We kept it under an hour and 5 minutes.
Okay.
TheChairShot.com, ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot.
All right, partner.
Find the show on Twitter at 2MB Chairshot. Brittany,
you know what time it is.
Once again, that way they can find you on Twitter.
Well, if you're not following me by now, shame on you.
No shame.
But on Twitter, it is Brittany _ Lynn. So BRITNI _ LYNNE. Follow it, guys. And sometimes, you know what? You might even get a really good picture on there, too. So,
speaking of pictures, do you need to share your Instagram?
Yeah, you know what?
Do you want to keep that private, or do you want to? Because let me tell you, you put that out there talking about pictures. I see the pictures. People are going to be following you.
All right. You know what? If you want to follow me on Instagram, it is exactly.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Should we give it to them?
That's up to you.
You know what?
Is James Ellsworth listening?
I think they did.
That's a talk about another story for another day.
I think they deserve to know. So you know what? I'm gonna put the Instagram out there.
Do it.
It is exactly the same. It is Brittany Lynn, BRITNILYNNE, no underscore. Find it.
Find it. Keep your hands clean, gentlemen.
This is
the 2MB Wrestling Podcast. Brittany, myself, thank y'all for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Thing right here, but we're doing it all the time. She better get some better beats and get some better rhymes. Ooh. We got the game set, so don't complain yet. 24/7, never begging for a rain check. Old school soldiers blasting out the hot shit, that rock shit, putting bounce in the mind.